Hello there and welcome to the show. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is day 5 of our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It's also Friday, so what we'll do in the second half of the program is we will look ahead at the Mass readings for this Sunday, which is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. You should feel pretty good. My mouth isn't working today. I'm sorry for that. You should feel pretty good that we're already at day 5. You're going to be amazed how this will go fast. It's going to go a lot faster than you think. As a reminder, Saturday and Sunday, I will be loading up 15-minute versions of the podcast. We're just going to do the total consecration material. I want to make sure that you go through the weekend so you get a bit of a break over the weekend. You just have to listen to me for 15 minutes. And as always, remember, if you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. It is a gorgeous day here as I record this in South Jersey. So I've got the windows open. You might hear some of the sounds. I hear some planes outside. Just too nice to not leave the windows open. Sometimes I get comments. People like to hear the birds chirping or some of the sounds coming in from the outside. But that hopefully that'll work for you. As I say that, this plane is outside making lots of noise. What else? Followingthetruth.com is the place to go to check out my new podcast for worriers, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And, you know, it's amazing. This thing started out. I started this about a month ago. I'm getting new people every day who are signing up through Patreon for this. If you're somebody who's a worrier, give it a shot. See what you think. Subscribe for a month. See if you like it. Let your friends know, because there is nothing like this out there. There's nothing out there. Nothing like this out there. Nothing out there like this. Whatever. Either way, that makes sense. I love to be able to talk to my worrier friends and remind all of you, because remember, I'm a worrier at heart too, that we really don't have anything to be afraid of as long as we trust the Lord. So let not your heart be troubled. It is available now. Just go to followingthetruth.com, click on the banner. Every time you subscribe to that, you help support my work. So I'm really grateful for that. Also, please consider making a donation at followingthetruth.com by clicking on support. That helps me to keep going. And I'm really grateful. I'm grateful for the fact that you listen, that you pray, and that you have been financially supporting me. I still need a little bit more help to keep going, so if you're able to do that, I would be very grateful. All right, let's pray, and then we'll continue on with, we're going to use Father Gately's meditations for a few more days. Today we will look at, should we really give Mary everything? Well, today's a special day. Do you know what today is? As you listen to the prayer, you'll hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for this new day. We thank you for allowing us to come together on Blog Talk Radio to continue our walk through preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. On this, her birthday, September the 8th, we give you thanks for the gift of the Blessed Mother. Father, we thank you for trusting her, sending the message to her through your angel. And we're very grateful that she said yes. And as a result of her yes, we received a Savior. Father, we lift up our problems to you, whatever they may be. We know you can handle them. We ask you to strengthen us, to give us the grace that we need to be lights shining in the darkness. And Father in heaven, I ask you to speak through me today on the program. And please open our minds and our hearts so that we may be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, today is the Blessed Mother's birthday. So you might want to wish her a happy birthday as you go throughout the remainder of the day. It's really such a wonderful thing that she did say yes. We don't want to overlook the fact that Mary had free will. What an amazing thing. And that's why I love doing this total consecration from beginning on September the 4th, because her birthday always falls in the midst of it. All right, we're going to continue on with Father Gately's meditation. Should we really give Mary everything? Part 1. Now, if you remember, I was pretty emphatic yesterday on the program. This is radical. What we are doing is very radical. We are giving Mary everything. We're giving her everything we have. And we are fully expecting that she will show up when we're judged to meet us with the graces that we gave her. This is a matter of trust. And this is why preparation is necessary, because you have to make sure you know what you're signing up to on October the 7th when you make your total consecration. You don't want to go into it blindly. And the really great thing is, if you notice, you'll see as we go through all of these different meditations over the next several weeks, you'll get to know the Blessed Mother more. You'll get to love her more. You'll get to trust her more. And you will be willing to say, yeah, Mom, I trust you. I trust that you're going to show up and bring the graces that I need to get to heaven. And I'll be honest with you, you've got a much better chance of getting there with her taking care of you than if you try it on your own. Because look, we're all human, we're all weak, we all make mistakes. With that in mind, let's look at, should we really give Mary everything? Part one. The second part of de Montfort's formula of consecration says that we should give Mary everything, including our interior and spiritual goods, which are our merits and our virtues, and our good works, past, present, and future. Isn't this a bit too much? No, it's perfect. It's beautiful. Let's see why by learning how the offering affects others and ourselves. In regard to others, when we fully consecrate ourselves to Mary, we lose the unconditional right to distribute the value of our prayers and good actions to others. In other words, we give the rights of to the grace or merit of our prayers to Mary. We're telling her, Mary, I give you the right to distribute the grace of my prayers as you see fit. So in other words, I'm praying for Uncle Charlie, and I pray that Uncle Charlie will get better. He's suffering from an illness. In the past, the graces go to Uncle Charlie, and the Lord deals with him. Now, what I'm doing is saying, I'm going to say a prayer for my Uncle Charlie, but give the graces from that to Mary. Now, what's Mary going to do that with that? We're going to talk about that. Uncle Charlie will not suffer, but Mary has an important role in that whole process. But I just want you to understand what's happening here. Making such a gift to Mary has a big benefit. It ensures that the grace of our prayers will be used in the best way possible. It works like this. Because of her unique vantage point from heaven, and on account of her most intimate communication with her divine Son, Mary can best determine which people are most in need of our prayers. For instance, seeing some person in China about to die in despair, Mary can take the grace of our prayers and offered up sufferings and use it to help that dying person to trust in God and to accept his mercy. Now, perhaps this has got some of us thinking, Father Gately writes. Well, that's great. I'm happy to help the dying person in China, whom I don't know. But I'd be disappointed if I therefore couldn't use the grace of my prayers and good works to help the people I do know, like my family and friends. I'm worried that if I give Mary the right to distribute the grace of my prayers and good works, then I thereby lose the right to pray for those whom I especially love, even if they're less in need than other people in the world. Now, he says this is a legitimate concern, but there's no need to worry. Why? For two reasons. First, Mary makes the good things we give her more perfect. In other words, she augments, increases, and purifies the spiritual gifts and merits we give her. When we give them to her, because she makes them more perfect, there's more grace and merit to go around. St. Louis uses an unforgettable analogy to explain this. It is as if a peasant, wishing to gain the friendship and benevolence of the king, went to the queen and presented her with a fruit which was his whole revenue, in order that she might present it to the king. The queen, having accepted the poor little offering from the peasant, would place the fruit on a large and beautiful dish of gold, and so, on the peasant's behalf, would present it to the king. Then the fruit, however, unworthy in itself to be a king's present, would become worthy of his majesty because of the dish of gold on which it rested and the person who presented it. So, in other words, Mary cleans up our gifts, our prayers. She polishes them up. She, as he uses the word, augments them. And there we end up having more grace. This is just a teaching of the church. We just believe this. you know, you're not going to be able to look at it and see it, but it's something that we as Catholics believe. Here's the second reason we should not worry. Mary is never outdone in generosity. So if we're generous as to give her the right to distribute the grace of our prayers and good works, she'll surely be especially generous to our loved ones. In fact, she'll take even better care of our loved ones than we ourselves can. For instance, let's say one of our family members or friends is in need of prayer and we don't know it. Well, Mary knows it, and she'll make sure that the person doesn't go without. Giving Mary the right to distribute the grace of our prayers and good works doesn't mean we can't pray for our loved ones. We can and should pray for them. It's just that we give Mary the final say in deciding to whom and for whom or for what purpose the grace of our prayers and good works should be applied. Remember, Mary is not outdone in generosity. She especially hears the prayers of those of us who have given her everything, including the value of all of our good works. And she wants us to tell her of the people and intentions we hold in our hearts. If we've given her everything, is there any doubt that she'd be generous in giving whatever good we ask for to those who are dear to us? Today's prayer, come Holy Spirit living in Mary, help me be generous in giving all that I have to Mary. Now we're going to talk about part two of this tomorrow. And this is the problem. This is a stumbling block every year for some people as they go through this preparation for total consecration. Very valid, understandable stumbling block. I can totally get it. You're praying for your mother, your father, your spouse. And now you're being told, well, ultimately, Mary is going to decide to whom those graces go, right? So if the poor man in China or somebody whose soul is about to be lost needs the graces more, she's going to take some of them, right, and give them to that person. And again, I'm trying to make this very, it sounds scientific and quantitative, but it really is a more abstract concept than that. But really what she is doing is taking those graces. She's taking those graces and multiplying them so there will be more to go around. And you're never going to see this. It's not like you get an account statement in the mail. We don't want to turn this into something that we can put in a spreadsheet. You know, don't you think it starts to lose some of the effect? But really what Mary's doing is multiplying the fruits of your prayers. She's going to take care of the people who need the grace the most. And let's be honest, you might not feel this way, but if there's somebody in the world, somebody you don't even know, who needs the grace of your prayers, maybe you're praying for your friend who's trying to buy a new house or get a new job or something, and Mary sees that there's somebody in China, to stay with this example, whose soul will be lost without this grace, who will spend eternity in hell. And she, in her wisdom, takes some of the grace from your prayers and distributes to that person. So you might be helping somebody unknowingly, somebody you don't even know, stay out of hell and be able to live with the Lord forever in heaven by your prayers. And here's where you have to trust. You have to trust that Mary is not going to harm your relatives or your friends or whoever you're praying for in order to help this person who needed the grace more. Honestly, if we're being really fair about this, it's not easy to say this, but shouldn't we want to give our help to those who are most in need? I mean, we could be talking about somebody losing their soul here. And again, the teaching here on this is that you still can pray for your father or your mother or anybody you want, but ultimately you give Mary the final say because she knows the will of the Lord. She always did the will of the Lord. You and me, we didn't. So it's very important for us to recognize the fact that she knows and is in a better position to decide than we are. Are you willing to trust her? How do you get to trust her more? Talk to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I'm trying to trust your mother. Please help me. Talk to the Holy Spirit, the spouse of the Blessed Mother. Say, Holy Spirit, move my heart so that I can trust the Blessed Mother more. And remember, you're on day 5. We've got 33 days of preparation. This, my friends, is why we prepare. We prepare so that on October the 7th, we feel comfortable saying, yes, I do consecrate my life to Jesus through Mary. So that's the lesson for today. Do you trust, or why should you trust Mary? Tomorrow in the 15-minute program, we'll do part two of that. Should we really give Mary everything? And then on Sunday, we'll have a program on Sunday too. We'll look at a quick, easy, and secure way to holiness. And then day eight will begin on Monday. So I think these first days using Father Gately's meditations has been great because he really sets it up so nicely. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll look at Sunday's Mass readings. Remember, if you have questions, just send me an email, gary@followingthetruth.com. You're listening to The Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Sister Blandina Segal is an Italian-born nun whose life is being investigated for possible sainthood. The Associated Press reported that she came to the U.S. in 1877, co-founded public and Catholic schools, and worked with the poor, the sick, and immigrants. Her run-ins with the outlaw Billy the Kid, however, were legendary. In one story, Sister Blandina nursed Billy's friend back to health after a gunshot wound because four doctors refused to treat him. Billy came to town to thank the nun, but also to kill the doctors. She asked him to abandon his murderous plans, and he agreed. In another story, Billy was going to rob a covered wagon until he looked inside and saw Sister Blandina. Then he simply tipped his hat and left. The lesson? Even outlaws don't mess with nuns. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning into the second half of the Gary Zimak Show. Now we're going to look at the Mass readings for Sunday, which is the Sunday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. Pretty scary that there are only 33 weeks in Ordinary Time. Then we have the 34th, which is the Solemnity of Christ the King. 23 weeks right now. We've only got 11 more weeks in the liturgical year before we begin Advent. I know it's pretty scary, but let's continue to take one week at a time and really appreciate what the church teaches us. Because you see what's happening here. We're reading sacred scripture. We're reading the Bible. We're letting the Lord speak to us, but we're being guided by the church. The church is taking us down a certain path using certain readings. Really cool. It's a great way to do it. So the first reading for Sunday's Mass comes from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 7 through 9. Thus says the Lord, "You, son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, trying to turn him from his way, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt. But you shall save yourself." All right, this is a tough one. What's the message? The message is that if you see somebody doing something seriously wrong, something that could endanger their soul, you, as a friend out of love, are obligated to find a way to tell them. You don't do it in public. You don't do it in the cafeteria at work. You don't do it at a family party. You pray about it. You ask the Holy Spirit for the right time. You might have to hold back for a while. And then if and when the time is right, you mention something. And this is especially important if we're talking about a child, if we're talking about a spouse, if we're talking about a close relative. We have an obligation to help one another get to heaven. That means that sometimes you're going to have to be unpopular, and you will be unpopular. Very few people will say, when some sinful action is pointed out to them, very few people will say, "Wow, thank you so much for telling me what a big sinner I am." No, you don't generally get that kind of reaction. But just know that the message is the message. We're responsible. We're responsible for one another. We do it out of love. We pray. We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. And we do it when the time is right. Might take a while for the time is right. That's the virtue of prudence. The Psalm 98, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us, for he is our God, and we are his people. We are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. Oh, that today you would hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me, they tested me, though they had seen my works. Now, we are talking about, in that first reading, I'm highlighting the fact that we may be called to tell somebody they're doing something wrong, right? This psalm flips it over and points it back toward us. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Gary said, my wife, you were too hard on that person. You did the wrong thing. I think you should apologize. I want you to imagine for a minute just how well that Gary receives that message. Not very well at all. I don't like it. I don't like to be told I'm wrong. But thank God my wife has told me on occasion that I did make mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I don't like to be corrected. But I've been told by people when I have done something wrong. It's done out of love. And even if it's not done out of love, you know, I can control how I tell somebody else. Somebody might be just wanting to be nasty toward me and saying something very harsh. Maybe they didn't do it out of love, but you can still receive the message out of love because God allows it to happen. He's going to find a way to let each of us know when we've gotten off track because he wants us to get to heaven. So if today you hear his voice, even if you don't like it, harden not your heart. Not just from another person, sacred scripture, from a priest and his homily. The Lord can speak to you in many different ways. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart, because a hardened heart is not going to get you to heaven. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there is, may be summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor, hence love is the fulfillment of the law. If you want to live out your life in a way that will please Jesus, in a way that will end up getting you to heaven, in a way that imitates the life of Christ, the life of the Blessed Mother, the life of the saints, then you will love one another, even the nasty people, especially the nasty people. On Facebook, on Twitter, when you're sending emails, when that person walks into your office, you know that person, the person you don't want to see because they drive you crazy, the person who talks to you after church, the person you're trying to get away from, we have to love everybody. That's how we can be sure we're following the Lord's commandments. Let's look at the gospel, Matthew 18, verses 15 through 20. Jesus said to his disciples, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen, amen, I say to you. If two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Again, that message is really clear. Sometimes you have to tell people when they're doing something wrong. It's not easy. Again, people don't generally respond very well to a message like that. But the point is, we're saving somebody's soul potentially. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful to do it in the right way, in the right time, the right place. But we have to do it. And again, if somebody tells us, If somebody tells us something that we don't want to hear, that maybe we're not that nice, maybe we shouldn't have treated somebody in such a way, be receptive to it. If today you hear his voice, what? Harden not your hearts. Because a lot of times we do that. A lot of times we get very tough about things like this and say, well, wait a minute, I had every right to say what I say. Well, maybe you didn't. Always put it before the Lord. This is why an examination of conscience is a good thing every day. To ask the Lord, to look over the course of your day, the way you treated people, what you said, what you didn't say, what you did, what you didn't do. These things are important. So that's why it's critical that we spend a little time examining our conscience each and every day. Okay, that's it for the Mass readings right now. I'm getting ready to run. I want to thank you for listening to the program. Remember, we have a 15-minute show Saturday and Sunday. I would imagine about 2 p.m. on both of those days, they'll be available on Blog Talk Radio. And again, as I said before, iTunes, sometimes it's a day behind. I have no control over iTunes and TuneIn Radio. Blog Talk Radio, it gets placed there immediately. So if you ever need to hear the podcast right away, blogtalkradio.com is the place to go. Just do a search for The Gary Zimak Show. Please remember, as we close out the week, I am in need of your donations. And also, if you want to sign up for that podcast, the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast, it would help me. It doesn't cost you very much at all, but every little donation helps me to be able to provide for my family and do my ministry on a full-time basis. My ministry is speaking, it's writing, it's doing radio, all of these things. And I do three radio shows each day. I do the Let Not Your Heart podcast, I do this podcast, and I do my morning radio show over in Doylestown outside of Philadelphia. So I do a lot of radio, I do a lot of writing. You're going to see more and more of me. I've recently signed up to write for some different publications. More on that will be coming soon. But thank you for your donations. They're very much needed. How do you donate to my work? Simply by going to followingthetruth.com and going to support. From the support page, you could see the podcast, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. You can also see that from the sidebar of every page. You can sign up to be a monthly donor, make a one-time donation. You can also buy some Mystic Monk coffee. All of these things help to keep yours truly in business and keep me spreading the good news. Again, I'm very grateful. You know me, if you know me personally, you know I don't like to talk about money, but I've decided a long time ago I'm in this to spread the good news. I can't do it without the support of nice people like you. If you want me to continue, if you like the work I do, please, if you can, don't put yourself in any financial jeopardy, but if you can, please consider helping me out financially. You're very awesome. Have a wonderful weekend. Oh, I usually say that, don't I? But you'll hear me tomorrow. At least I hope you will. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you, and we will talk to you next time. The Gary Zimak Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.